home. Call toll.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And welcome to Stop the Presses. This is your host, Mark Anderson, here coming to you live, wading through a few more technical issues that come up once in a while here on the 18th of February, 2019. I'm hoping I'm coming through okay. I've got my backup system in place. The perils of live radio sometimes are never ending, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. At any rate, we're going to listen to, in just a moment here, in one of his noted freedom briefings, Dr. Dave Janda. And he's another radio host from the United States, and he's got some very interesting insights. I've got a little additional information as well on the Broadcast Board of Governors, a rather ambiguous entity. It's sort of the Federal Reserve Board of Communications at the federal level. And they're in there with many other agencies in the Federal Register. And the rulings, this rulemaking process that we have in the U.S. that's independent of congressional lawmaking, and these new rules and regs go in the Federal Register, while the Broadcast Board of Governors, which is undergoing some transitions as we speak, I believe they're undergoing or they've undergone a name change, but they were recently presided over by Walter Isaacson, a noted establishmentarian who's been with the Aspen Institute for quite a number of years. And Walter Isaacson is a, in my opinion, deep state operative who comes across as not being one of those. That aside, Dr. Dave Janda is going to kind of fill listeners in right now for about, maybe we'll go about 10 minutes, maybe a little longer, but at least 8 to 10 minutes anyway. And so we'll play that clip now. And what this outlines is the waning days, the last days of the Obama administration going into the Trump administration and changes that Obama made to create what amounts to state-run media under the guise of private enterprise media. And furthermore, what Obama started, President Trump is evidently ending. And that's what's behind a lot of layoffs at BuzzFeed and other media outlets that are ostensibly privately funded and private media, like we commonly think of it, but are actually, at least under the Obama regime and the way he funded things and the way things were organized, these so-called private media outlets became basically outlets of the state via the Broadcast Board of Governors. So it raises this huge question in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about, oh, the state-run media of China, the state-run media of Russia, of Cuba. But how much do we have a state-run media here that we might not fully realize? Well, let's listen to Dr. Dave Janda, and then we'll pick it up from there. Let's roll that for, approximately 10 minutes.
This particular topic, let's talk about what President Trump is doing and his team is doing to melt the media. Now, many people believe that when Donald Trump tweets, when Donald Trump makes statements, that they're just off the cuff. They're not. I truly believe that there is a method, if you want to call it, to his madness. Couple headlines. Media industry loses about 1,000 jobs as layoffs hit news organizations. This week reaffirmed just how dire things have gotten within the industry, with about 1,000 jobs in the media lost as a result of layoffs announced at BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, and Gannett, the nation's largest newspaper chain. BuzzFeed announced this past week it would lay off 15% of its workforce, or about 220 employees. Verizon announced it would cut 7%, or approximately 800 jobs from its media division, which includes brands like Huffington Post, AOL, and Yahoo News, and Gannett also slashed dozens of jobs in newspapers across the country. Another headline from Zero Hedge. Digital media bloodbath continues. New vice CEO cuts 10% of staff, shifts focus. Following mass layoffs at BuzzFeed, The Huffington Post, Gannett, and Verizon Media Group last week, Vice Media has become the latest trendy news media darling to announce deep cuts to staffing levels. The cuts, which will be distributed across all departments at every level, will total roughly 10% of the company's workforce. So some folks in the mainstream media actually reported some of this. But no one has really looked at, Why is the media melting like this? What's happening? Well, I did a little research on this, and here's what I've come up with. Let's go back to December 23rd, 2016. Now, remember, whenever we get around the holidays, this is where these deep state players love to jam legislation through that is out of the news cycle. December 23rd, 2016. Donald Trump has been elected president. He hasn't taken office yet. Barack Obama is still in the Oval Office. Statement by President Obama on signing the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017. This is December 23rd, 2016. Today I have signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017. This act authorizes fiscal year 2017 appropriations principally for the Department of Defense and for the Department of Energy national security programs. So what does this have to do with the media? My administration strongly supports the bill's structural reform of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, so-called BBG. Remember that. Broadcasting Board of Governors, which streamlines BBG operations and reduces inefficiencies while retaining the long-standing statutory firewall, protecting against interference with and maintaining the professional independence of the agency's journalists and broadcasters, and thus their credibility as sources of independent news and information. Remember that CIA program called Project Mockingbird, where what they did is they infiltrated all major news outlets to get the agenda across to the deep state? Yeah. Headline from Zero Hedge. This is December 26th, 2016. Obama quietly signed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. What? Late on December 23, 2016, with the U.S. population embracing the upcoming holidays and oblivious of most news emerging from the administration, by design, Obama quickly signed into law the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, which authorizes $611 billion for the military in 2017. But while the passage of the NDAA and the funding of the U.S. military was hardly a surprise, the biggest news is what was buried deep inside the provisions of the Defense Authorization Act. What was hidden in the authorization was the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act.
Oh.
In early June 2016, quote, a bill to implement the U.S. very own de facto Ministry of Truth had been quietly introduced in Congress. As with any legislation attempting to dodge the public spotlight, the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act of 2016 marked a further curtailment of press freedom and another avenue to stultify avenues of accurate information. Introduced by Congressman Adam Kinzinger and Ted Lieu, and they've been pretty prominent, actually, in this whole, the fake Russian hack narrative. A whole government approach without the bureaucratic restrictions to counter foreign disinformation and manipulation. The bill would task the Secretary of State with coordinating the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence and the Broadcasting Board of Governors, there's that BBG thing again, to, quote, establish a Center for Information Analysis and Response, end quote, which will pinpoint sources of disinformation, alternative media, guilty, analyze data, and in true dystopic manner, develop and disseminate fact-based narratives to counter effrontery propaganda. In other words, to confront and to take on, to counter the truth, we're going to hire these propagandists in the bought-off lamestream fake media. And you wonder why I call it bought-off? It's right here. Fast forward to December 8, 2016. When the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act passed in the Senate. But then, what happened? It was quietly inserted in the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act conference report. This is a bill that further chips away at press liberties in the United States and which sets the stage for future witch hunts and website shutdowns, purely as a result of an accusation that one media outlet or site is considered as a source of disinformation and propaganda and is shut down by the government. The legislation establishes... Are we ready for this? The legislation establishes a fund... to help train local journalists... You know, Rachel Maddow, Morning Joe, Nita Brzezinski, Anderson Cooper... and provide grants and contracts to who? Non-governmental organizations, civil society organizations, think tanks, like the Open Society, you think, run by George Soros? Private sector companies, like ABC, Disney, Verizon? Yeah. Media organizations, all of the above. And other experts outside the U.S. government with experiencing in identifying and analyzing the latest trends in foreign government disinformation techniques. It will also empower a decentralized network of private sector experts. Morning Joe, Nika, right? Anderson Cooper, Rachel Maddow, Shep Smith, and integrate their expertise into the strategy of making progress and process. Just like that, the U.S. Ministry of Truth is officially born. Wow. So why are these media organizations melting if they've been funded? Did a little more digging for you. Here's what I found out. In fiscal year 2018, Trump's first budget, guess what he cut? Guess what he cut? He cut the funding to the BBG, Obama's little propaganda arm that he shoveled in there right before he moonwalked out of town, right? Well, he's still in town, actually, at that mansion that has a wall around it. Imagine that. Why would he need a wall when we don't need a wall in the southern... I don't know. Shocking. Hypocritical? Yeah, right. Trump, in his first budget, cut the BBG, this propaganda arm in the media, by how much? $63 million. And then he doubled down this past year and cut it by another $24 million. And that, folks, as Paul Harvey used to say, is the rest of the story. The reason why the bought-off lamestream fake media is melting, all these layoffs, why they're just imploding, is because what President Trump and his team have done behind the curtain in cutting their budget, which was hidden in the National Defense Authorization Act for an organization called the BBG. And you're not going to hear a word of this from the bought-off lamestream fake media, because they've been sucking in all your tax revenue to fund their propaganda. Thank you for joining me today. You can always join us 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. The radio show, 2 to 5 Eastern, every Sunday. It's a live show. It really is phenomenal guests, phenomenal analysis. 24/7 at DaveJanda.com, the free side, and also the subscription side. 30 cents a day, $9 a month. I believe one of the biggest bangs for the buck in all the internet. As we sign off every segment.
And that was Dr. Dave Janda with one of his Liberty Freedom Briefings. And this one, as I noted before it went on, ladies and gentlemen, here on Stop the Presses for 18 February 2019, is particularly interesting. And it can't be stressed enough that what we have to take into account here is via the Broadcast Board of Governors. Boy, there's a mouthful. Due to that Broadcast Board of Governors, we have what we often overlook in the U.S. because we don't think we have one. We have what amounts to a state-run media. Maybe not quite as straight-jacketed and straightforward as you might find in Russia of today, or especially Russia of yore, Russia of yesteryear, and certainly not maybe what you'd find structurally exactly, say, in China or Cuba or other so-called despotic states. One can even imagine, or one can actually dimly imagine, I should say, what North Korea's media is like. That must be really literally a joke. But the notion has always been in trade journals, in U.S. journalism trade journals like the Columbia Journalism Review and many other trade journals and magazines, through organizations like the Society of Professional Journalists and the Independent Reporters and Editors, IRE. That's another journalistic advocacy organization. There's many of them. The Society of Professional Journalists has chapters all over the United States and I believe around the world. All of that is predicated on the notion, on the assumption that there's no such thing, at least nothing substantive, of a state-run media, and never has been in the United States. But clearly, the Broadcast Board of Governors is a signpost, a edifice that indicates otherwise. And Dr. Dave Janda here is giving a good narrative that I thought was best that he explain. He had done the research a little bit before I started getting into it, but I wanted to get this out today because there's so much going on with Trump having declared the emergency at the border. Of course, this past Friday, I did my show, got a lot of calls, many of them contrarian to what President Trump had done, not necessarily disagreeing with his emergency declaration per se, but bringing a lot of other nodal and interesting points into the discussion about the downside of it. A little later in the show, I hope to share the additional information I've gathered over the weekend that show that the emergency declaration, I believe in the main, all things taken into account, is largely a good thing, despite the downsides that admittedly are there. We don't want to have rose-colored glasses on. But meanwhile, I wanted to get this out where Donald Trump is taking on the media in ways that the media perhaps did not foresee. And many of these things are done under the floorboards, behind the scenes. And so we don't always know the full sum and substance of what President Trump is doing, not only to try and guard the border much better in a much more effective way, although there are problems with it, but also to not just answer the media on Twitter, but actually try and tone down their power by cutting the funding of this behind-the-scenes state-run media that we have here in the United States. But we'll be back with more here on Stop the Presses.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here on the 18th of February, 2019, your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live, trying to keep all the bells and whistles running here, ladies and gentlemen. The old laptop, I'm pretty hard on them. It's like when I try to wear a watch. I do own a watch. I don't wear it except for when I go out because I destroy them. And of course, it's hard to believe that watchmakers stay in business with cell phones these days. Cell phones being everything from your movie camera to your recipe getter for making meals, to how-to videos, to your clock, to your alarm clock. Everything that you would need under the sun is in your phone, so even having a watch seems superfluous. But like my watch, I almost destroy my laptops. I'm really hard on things. I'm about to get a new one. Maybe I'm going to have to go with a Mac, something a little more durable. It seems these PCs these days just can't take the heat. They can't take the work that I put on them, that's for sure. And so I'm going to look at a Macintosh. That's not an advertisement. It's just a reality. They just hold up to the rigors of work, journalistic work, videos, audios, and all that quite a bit better from my direct experience. But anyway, to sum up what we played in the initial segment of today's show, Dr. Dave Janda, of course, has raised something that I was already aware of. What caught me about the video was that it reminded me of an article I wrote when the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act of 2016 first came out. And it jarred my memory. I had written about it. And so this really brought back what I had worked on. I'm going to be covering this more. This is obviously not just a sizzle issue today, but it's an ongoing issue. And it needs to be explored as we go along so we can keep a bead, that is, keep track of the different media outlets that have been getting money. As Dr. Janda alluded to, it's not just your millennials in obscure website-based blogs and other lesser-known news organizations that are getting this largesse from the Treasury via the National Defense Authorization Act and the Broadcast Board of Governors and that funding, but it's big box media as well, and that includes evidently the Huffington Post, a internationalist leftist outlet if there ever was one, and many others that are larger and not just millennials with a few computers sitting somewhere doing a few blogs or whatever the case might be. So this across-the-board propaganda, though, this evident state-run media in a country where we're told we don't have a state-run media, has been cut. And just to reiterate, the Broadcast Board of Governors funding, once President Trump entered the Oval Office and put this Obama project behind him, was the $63 million cut to the Broadcast Board of Governors in 2019, followed by another $24 million cut to the Broadcast Board of Governors. And so that's a total of $87 million, probably and some change, but $87 million with an M, cut from this Board of Governors for broadcasting. And that's to counter, again, what Obama had put in place in his latter years to either create or, I suspect, build upon the existing state-run media. Because you have to remember that Project Mockingbird, the project that was admitted to exist back in the 1970s when the Church Committee, if memory serves, testified to Congress, Operation Mockingbird no doubt was going on before that time in the mid-70s or so. I believe it was right around 1974, 1975. And if you have Operation Mockingbird, meaning CIA agents and assets going into mainstream media, and those CIA assets are tax-funded, although the CIA has clandestine funding as well, sources that we'll never hear about, black budgets, as they're called. But nevertheless, since the CIA is tax-funded, and Operation Mockingbird's been going on at least since the mid-70s, probably even the late 50s or into the 60s, then we've had at least the bud, or how would you say, the taproot, or the foundation, there's a better word, the foundation for a state-run media for about half a century. And no doubt the heat got turned up a bit to expand that state-run media in the 70s when it was finally admitted that Operation Mockingbird existed to influence our media via the CIA. But now, with what Dr. Dave Janda is reporting and I'm amplifying and expanding upon, we see now that Barack Obama really modernized this state-run media. Once again, we're told that we've never had in the United States. But now Donald Trump evidently is making the kind of big cuts that will at least push back against this gorilla in the newsroom, you might say, and begin to hopefully make this history. And that's why, of course, it needs to be followed up upon, so we can see, will these funding cuts by themselves do enough to diminish the influence of and hopefully close these components of the state-run media in the United States? That's a huge question. That's why this issue needs to be monitored in an ongoing basis. But it's certainly an important accent, supplemental issue to really raise the profile of important matters in the wake of the border declaration and the emergency. So we're not totally focused on just that regarding the president. So we'll be back with more after these messages here on Stop the Presses.
Nothing novel in your fate. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're returning to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, here on the February 18th, 2019. Now that we've covered those media matters, and we'll keep a close eye on them like I noted, I want to mention in the wake of this past Friday's show about Trump's emergency declaration that day regarding the border. I was combing through some more materials, given the calls I had that day and given the complexity of the issue. A lot of unknown corners, a lot of unknown nooks and crannies in issues like this. And I was reading the New York Times in an article by Peter Baker that came out right around the time of Trump's announcement. And this does indicate what I've alluded to on this show before, with guests and with my own comments, that whatever we may think of Donald Trump, and no constitutionalist he, nevertheless, he is quite the tactician in many, many ways. And the border emergency declaration, this is the New York Times. Let me read this closely. The border emergency declaration, which Mr. Trump signed later in the day, enables him to divert $3.6 billion budgeted for military construction projects to the border wall, Mr. Trump will also use traditional presidential budgetary discretion to tap $2.5 billion from counter-narcotics programs and another $600 million from a Treasury Department asset forfeiture fund. Combined with the $1.375 billion authorized for fencing in the spending package that was passed by Congress, and that's the budget bill to reopen the government to avoid this second shutdown, Mr. Trump would then have about $8 billion in all, $8 billion with a B, to advance construction of new barriers and repairs or replacement of existing barriers along the southern border this year, significantly more than the $5.7 billion that Congress refused to give him. See, what the Democrats, the never-Trumpers on the Republican side and the mainstream media don't get, or only dimly get, is this strategist that Donald Trump is. Not a constitutionalist dyed in the wool, to be sure, but a strategist, not completely ignorant of the Constitution in this post-Constitution age that we live in. But he obviously asked for much more on the official side, asking for $5.7 billion, knowing he wouldn't get it. He actually had a smaller amount in mind in terms of straight-ahead congressional funding. And so what you do is you ask for more than you think you'll get. You end up getting what you thought you'd get in the first place, and then you get funding from other sources that he is evidently authorized to get. So this is the way he played his cards. He had the poker face. The media bought it. And so Donald Trump ended up getting $2.3 billion more than he asked for, all sources considered. So this is the chess moves. This is how the cards were played. And it's indicative of how Donald Trump, like him or not, Some do, some don't, the good, the bad, the ugly, but this is indicative of how he operates and gets things done. And it's just very interesting and instructive to look at this and take a closer examination of these tactics. And there is much more I could get into today on the border issue, but I always want to make sure the callers are brought into the fold. I believe we have Lark from Texas. Are you out there, Lark?
Yeah, hi there, Mark. How are you?
How's it going? Good.
Not too bad. Just a quick note on the Broadcasting Board of Governors. That's been renamed, of course, the U.S. Agency for Global Media.
Yes, I alluded to that, and I could not remember the name. I really appreciate you getting that.
Yeah, again, it's the U.S. Agency for Global Media. And, you know, it might be instructive for the listeners to maybe check out Brendan O'Connell on YouTube and his channel. Also, No More News, KNOW, No More News on YouTube, to get a broader view. You know, what we talk when we talk about Russia today, for instance, or we talk about the Voice of America, or Radio Marti, Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Asia, and the like, quite honestly, we're really talking about the same cabal of criminals that are running all of them. With all due respect, I have no regard for this person that's called President Trump in the least. I mean, this man, I mean, he might as well, as far as I'm concerned, it's really everything today is about a clash between Zionist and communist, you know, and I'm not either one. So it has nothing to do with me. It's just like World War II. You know, FDR was surrounded by communists. And so, I mean, I don't care if you call them fascist or communist. It has nothing to do with me, and they don't represent me. And that's why anything connected to this government or big media has nothing to do with me. And they don't represent me. And that's just the way it is. And so forgive me if I tell you that anytime I even hear Donald Trump's name mentioned or anybody from the legacy media's name mentioned, it really just turns my stomach because none of these people represent you and me. You know, they basically are actors in a dog and pony show. And that should be clear to anybody listening to RBN by now. But I put no credence in really anything that comes across that TV. And anybody that's had more than 5 minutes FaceTime on the Talmud Vision, you can write them off. They are bought and paid for, and they're feeding into a dialectical narrative that's really going to lead just to the same place, and that's global governance. And the way they're going to do it is with this big media apparatus. So, I mean, I have no regard for anybody in the telecom industry, the U.S. military, and media in general, especially electronic media, because, I mean, it's not my platform, and you and me, we don't own it. So we're talking about who owns and controls the means of production, in this case, the production of communication. And so at the end of the day, you know, I would suggest that if we're going to ever win this this great battle, we ought to think about the pamphleteers of old. I mean, I don't think people read that much anymore, but one thing is clear, we're being inundated with voices across this electronic media platform owned by a certain tribe that, you know, really just causes most people to just tune out because, you know, they can't take it. You know, in fact, Americans today, people around the world, we consume more electronic media than at any point in human history.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And I believe that cutting back on reading the printed word, hard copy, has been deliberate. They've tried all electronic libraries. They didn't succeed, by the way. They tried one in Austin, as you might have heard, Lark, a few years back. But they're trying to get rid of the written word altogether and hook us on electronic media in general, because that's that way the narrative is more tightly controlled and easier to surveil. Excuse me. Go on.
Yeah, and this, to this day, I refuse to actually buy something over the internet. I just refuse. I mean, I quit banking in 2005. You know?
Well, that's a long time ago. I know others that have quit that more recently. That's a tough road to hoe for some of us. I got to admit, I occasionally order something online, but it's rare. But I understand the sentiment and the reason.
Yeah, there's something, there's a group that's formed around the agorist and the ideas of counter-economics is put forward by Samuel Edward Konkin III that's formed from a group of people on activist posts that I'm watching closely right now because these people are, they're sounding all the wrong themes that are going to basically enslave all people around the world to what I term techno-slavery. And Huxley warned about this in 1962. There would come a time when man would become so enraptured, so happily enslaved, that he couldn't imagine not wanting to be enslaved. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, it gets to the point where it's no longer defined as enslavement. After there was chattel slavery, you know, with chains and shackles, they did the debt slavery through the debt merchants, and monetary slavery was expanded to include everyone, regardless of race or creed or whatever. But yeah, now beyond money, now we have the technological thing, and yes, that's where it becomes a palliative, almost an enjoyable slavery, which of course is a contradiction in terms, but the reason people think they're enjoying it is because they don't realize it's slavery. Or if slavery is too strong of a word, it's a regimentation. It affects us in many ways. Television, for example, is a way to immobilize people, to keep them in a living room, to keep them sat down. They're not going to be on the street. They're not going to be protesting. They're not going to be making noise. TV's first job was to immobilize. And once the immobilization was taking hold, then the propagandistic information is then pumped into our psyches.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, I think all of this technology, especially AI, IT, the so-called grim technologies, you know, genetics, robotics, information, and nanotech, they're all dirty, every single one of them, and it's going to lead to a bad end. It just really is. And
yeah, I mean, frankly, there are things. I'm sorry. There are things they could be used for that are positive. Unfortunately, the system we live in sees those things largely as matters or instruments of dominance and instruments of control. I mean, you can use AI for positive things, but the system's not set up to do that, at least not very much. So I don't know that AI itself is bad, but the system, the Zeitgeist, the financial dispensation that we live under pretty much directs all technologies, which are basically neutral, into the wrong things.
Well, that's true. And you know, technology can be wielded for good or for ill. But let's not forget, you know, who developed this technology. You know, the moment that LifeLog was defunded, you know, Facebook was born. You know, the moment that the state of Israel announced their independence, the Rand Corporation was created. I mean, let's not forget who won World War II, who seized control of the military, and let's recognize that this electronic media has been weaponized against the American people, and it was by design.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The weaponization of the media, I found, goes all the way back to at least Horace Greeley, leading up to the Civil War, when the demonization of the South began. And Lincoln wasn't even that intent on doing anything serious militarily, and Horace Greeley's in his newsroom with his spectacles on, screaming for Southern blood, just screaming to spill the blood of the South before anybody was even serious about it. And so the media has been stumping for war. I don't think the media has ever seen a war that it doesn't like. And Vietnam might be an exception, but that might be because things weren't on the same terms. But then again, the media protested Vietnam, I think, in a disingenuous way. But largely, all wars have been media supported.
Well, I think Deanna Spingola has it exactly right on this network. You know, the so-called American Civil War was controlled on by both sides by the same people. And frankly, we've been living under martial rule since 1863.
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, Lark, I do have another caller, but any final comment?
No, that's it. I mean, Americans have been living under martial rule, which is just like the military. Everybody's on a need-to-know basis and compartmentalized since 1863. And that's what's wrong with this country, because we're under military rule to this day.
Yeah, that's exactly back to the day of Horace Greeley and so on and so forth. Of course, he was known for saying onward to Richmond, kill, 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 you know, mow down southern cities. Thanks a lot, Lark.
You bet.
Appreciate it. I believe we have Tim from Washington. I hope he's still there.
Yeah, I'm here. We run up against the clock.
We got about 3 minutes before the next break.
That's good.
Fire away.
Yeah. I just need a minute. So we're talking about strategy, and really what we're talking about when we're talking about the wall, border security, we're talking about the life of President Trump's presidency. He doesn't win this. He doesn't do what he's doing now. He loses the presidency. But he's made a big mistake, and this is where his big mistake came. It's cracked his base, which means he's not going to get reelected because of this. He took and signed another $500 million for Planned Parenthood. That's now $1 billion, and there's no getting around that. Once he signed that, and once he releases that money to Planned Parenthood, that's going to crack his pro-life base. That's the energy. That's the votes. It's it. It's over. He's not going to win reelection.
Let's nail this down. Was that around the time of this bill that ended the shutdown, or excuse me, averted another shutdown that he signed right around the time of the border emergency declaration? Or when was this $500 million signed?
That was the budget.
It was in that same budget?
Signed. Yeah. Yeah, that's the budget. And so, you know, he doesn't realize it, but there's people like me. And, you know, I throw a lot of energy into it, being a former radio host, but that kills me. That's a bullet right to the head. There's nothing I can do for the guy. I mean, they've got Planned Parenthood. Basically, he gave them money to help cannibalize and cut up and sell the organs of babies. This is just so bad. I just cannot believe what's happened. But it's over. I can tell you that right now, because Go ahead.
And don't think me unrealistic or in denial when I say, and this is just the way I operate, of course, the way many of us operate. I'm going to look this up. I want to get all the details, but that's a very troubling thing that you're saying. The hold that Planned Parenthood has on Congress and on many of our chief executives is just so pernicious and so deep-seated. Why so many newspapers and media have skin in the game, evidently, pardon the terrible pun, on that issue is just overwhelmingly troubling. But I want to thank you for reporting that, Tim, and I'm going to follow through on that, but it is a very troubling thing to consider, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
A simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome to the final segment of Stop the Presses here on February 18th, 2019. You might say prologue to what our last caller just called in. something a little more positive, a diamond in the rough here. Some of us may have heard and some of us may not have heard about one John Speed, John, J-O-N, no H, Speed, just like it sounds, S-P-E-E-D. Well, he owns Book Scout, a rare bookstore in the area of Syracuse, New York. And he is pushing back against New York State's late-term abortion law that was passed in latter January on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And it was passed under the innocuous, misleading name, the Reproductive Health Act. And under Governor Andrew Cuomo, who celebrated the passage of this bill, they now have late-term abortion, where after 24 weeks, abortions are permitted to go forward if the life or health of the mother is thought to be in danger. Now, that, of course, is more generally known as the late-term abortion law, but critics are correct in saying that due to the ambiguity of those definitions and due to the real politic that's involved and the realities of abortion and the industry as it is, this basically is an open-ended, anytime, any place kind of abortion bill, late term, right up to term, in fact. But John Speed, this bookstore owner, is taking a stand, and he recently went to the Batavia, New York City Council meeting on February 11th. He's also a pastor of Christ the King Baptist Church, I understand, and he was one of 18 people who spoke out among about 150 who showed up for the council meeting. And so they're demanding that the Batavia City Council in the area of Syracuse, New York, write a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo to convey official city opposition to this new late-term abortion law in New York State. And council members have not taken formal action yet, to be sure. However, further discussion is expected at their February 25th meeting. So stay tuned for that. Let's see what happens at the local level. Let's see if they'll have a little spine. It'd be sad to think that all our local leaders are invertebrates as well, but hopefully they'll take some kind of formal action. And in the meantime, hopefully John Speed's group, his followers, plus himself will grow. And we wish him well. I'm hoping to have John Speed on the show. I've put out a feeler. I haven't heard back yet. But whether I do or not, I wanted to get this out there and report this as a little bit of a brighter note in the wake of what we just heard about the reports. I'm going to confirm it independently, but reports that much more money may have been signed into law by President Trump, reportedly, for Planned Parenthood, one of the most illicit criminal organizations that's ever existed in the United States. For we always have to remember that the worst criminals are always doing things legally. We always think of outlaws. The only thing more dangerous than an outlaw is when the outlaw becomes the law and operates within the law. So thanks for listening. I'll have a lot more on the Chicago Global Cities Movement in the days and weeks ahead. You're going to want to hear those developments. So we'll see you next time here on Stop the Presses.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.